Hey Discerner, welcome to Discern with Lenny, Healing in Action podcast. This is a sacred space of self-discovery, returning to love, healing yourself through actions, committing to improving yourself, committing to radiate love and the glory of God that is within you. Because we all have the glory of God within us, we are made by God who breathed a part of himself in us. And sent us here to earth to come and multiply the earth with that glory, with that part of himself, his character, his creativity, his nature. That is what it's all about. Returning to love. Because in love, that is where you find yourself. In love, that is where you become. We are made by love. Therefore, we should live as love. We must be love in order to be fulfilled, in order to be impactful in the world. So today I have a little nugget to chew on. Discern with me, something for you to discern. Who are you in the world? If you were to step outside of your world of earth and look at yourself from high above, look at your movements, who are you? What energy are you giving? What aura are you giving? Are you even giving your glory? Are you even radiating it, expressing it in your daily life? Who are you when you walk into spaces? Are people happy to see you? Are you, oh my God, here she comes? Or are you, that's my girl? Are you that person who motivates through your actions, through the way you carry yourself, the way you treat yourself? Are you the person who commands respect, not by saying a lot of words, just by you existing because of the way you treat yourself? Because it starts with you. It is the cup that you hold. What is it full of? Is it full of positive things? Is it full of love? Because love, we say positive things, but love is positive things. Love is kindness. Love is self-respect. Love is giving. Love is being considerate, empathy, being helpful. Are you those things? What is your name attached to? Are you attached to fear? Are you attached to negative thinking? Do people avoid you? Just step back. Just imagine. Would you be proud of the memories you are creating every day with the people around you, the people who have been assigned into your space? Because when you walk into a space, you are assigned in that space to release your glory. Are you doing that? Are you doing that? Are you impacting people with you just being you because you're authentic? Because you love yourself so much that you've told yourself, I am this person. And you do actionable things to prove it, because evidence is what builds you up. What are the actionable things you're doing to improve yourself, to take charge of your life right now, right this moment? What have you done to return to you, to become? What are you doing? Think about it. Discern with me on this one. And if you're not happy, it's not too late. You can start. That is the beauty of the God who created us. He's a God of many chances. You can start right now and start taking charge of your life. That is where it begins, with you. Because every change starts with you, and it starts with small steps. Start today. Tell yourself that you're going to be kind. Whatever that you want to see in the world, whatever that you'll be proud of if you looked back, what is it? Start doing that thing. If it is being kind, do that. If it's being more grateful, do that. Remind yourself, pray about it. The Holy Spirit was entrusted to us to ask, and he will guide us each and every day. Start. But you start with knowing who you are, and you know who you are by going to the manual of your life, which is the Bible, which is the scripture. Go to the scripture, read, commit. Everything that you want to change in life, everything that you want to do successfully in life, you have to commit and be consistent. That is the law of earth. Commit. Find time. Make time, because you have the time. Sacrifice the things that don't build you for the things that build you up, for the things that improve you. One day at a time. Take your Bible. I would suggest you start with the book of David, the Psalm. Read a chapter every day. one chapter, read it 3-4 times so that it really gets into your spirit, so that you really connect. And when you know the word, you can boldly come before the presence of God and pray through that word, because God hears his word. And that word shall be in your life. The power lies in you. When you radiate the God in you, which is the love in you, the things that are of love will find you. That is how you find happiness. That's what I believe you, how you find happiness. When you radiate positive energy, authentically radiate it, express it wherever you go, the things that are of that frequency will connect and align with your frequency. And that is how you get answered prayers. Because what you are, you become. What you are, you attract. If you walk around life thinking nothing good happens for me, guess what? You are going to see that in your life, because you are radiating that same energy. So things of that energy will be attracted to that. You know what I mean? So you have the authority to walk in life with the frequency you want. You cause your environment to be what you want it to be. I am learning to embrace that. I am learning to experience that as well. Every day I remind myself, remember Lenny, you order your day. And I realize that this is it. This is what it means. This is what the discernment is about. You have the power to influence your environment. So if you walk in an environment and you're all sad, you're all low, everything is just down, guess what? You are going to get more of that. Because whatever you give, you get more of. Right? That we are made in a way that we are giving spirits. We operate from a point of giving. So whatever you give will return to you multiplied. You know, so, and this is something that has made me question, because I used to think I was an introvert, right? And I realized that I thought I was an introvert because I really didn't know myself. If you ask people now, I did this actually at work, and I asked them, they're like, Lynn is definitely an extrovert, you know. And I'm like, oh, okay. I used to think I was an introvert. Maybe I wasn't really living my life, the fullness of my life. I wasn't expressing it. You know, I didn't understand who I was in God. And when I found God, the joy, the peace, you know, all of that helped me heal and return to love. I'm returning to love. It's a journey. You know, I'm returning to it. And that has made me express a part of myself that I didn't even know existed. I wasn't able to express that because I wasn't in a nurturing environment. You know what I mean? I mean, you know, it's fascinating. Even with my kids, I know that my kids at home, my family, I always determine the mood of the house. You know, because if I wake up, I'm all feeling sad, I'm all down, everyone else picks on my energy and everyone will be that. So what I do for my kids is that when I wake up, because before I get off bed, I pray and I order my day. So as you pray, you lift your spirit through the word of God. You charge yourself. You energize yourself. You fill yourself for the day. So when I walk out and I'm in the living room with her or in the kitchen and I'm like, good morning. Hey, pretty. Hey, there's. Oh my gosh, look at you. Everyone smiles. You see the sparkle in their eyes. There's this energy in the house. It's like there's music, but there's no music. And I guess it's the frequency that we cannot hear. The frequency of love has such a beautiful music. You know, try that. This is how you align. You know, you have to do actionable things. Walk into a room and try it and see if the mood will not change because of your action. You know, some need a little bit of work. You know, some have a lot happening in their life, so they won't easily tap into that. But if you continue try every day, you go there, you bring that spark, you bring that energy. We have to do it. I don't believe in this. Why don't they do it? You have the knowledge now. You have the power now. Maybe you are the key to them realizing that they can do it too, right? We don't all receive wisdom at the same time. This is why I'm here, to remind you in case you forgot. I got reminded by someone else, right? So it's important that we share this information. We share this awareness. We share this wisdom. We share this discernment. We discern together. That is what multiplying the grace of God in the world is. Show love, whatever love is to you, whatever your love language is, show it, express it. Because I know you are creative. We are all creative in love because we are made by love, which is creative, which is God. So we have that creative spirit in us. Be creative in how you want to express your love to your loved ones, to your coworkers, to the environments you want to have peace in. If you want to have peace at work, do your part in cultivating that culture of peace. You know, do your part. Who do you want to be responsible for you? You are brought into that space to share your gift. What gift have you shared? What gift have you shared? Have you shared the gift of kindness? Have you shared the gift of patience? Do you pray to God to fill your cup every day so that you can go express it? The joy, the peace, the love. What have you shared today in your environment? What service, what acts of service of love have you done today? Because you are responsible for that too. You cannot want somebody to be responsible for you and how you want to feel. No. It's upon you. These are the little things that we can do in life to make life worth living. Read the scripture and say, Father, walk with me. Express yourself through me. Teach me to express your glory. Teach me to obey when you instruct me, when you lead me. You know, I get led all the time. Now that I'm conscious of it, I get led all the time. I can walk into a space and I see a beautiful person. Oh, they look nice. They look this. And I have that urge in me to say, you look nice. So I obey now. I obey and I release it. And when I release it in that moment, there's such joy. There's such an achievement, such fulfillment that I've done it. And the more you do it, the more you do it, it becomes easy for you to compliment. It becomes easy for you also to receive compliments. You don't go around thinking, why don't people compliment me? They don't compliment because you don't compliment. Remember, what you give is what you receive. So if you want people to be kind to you, give kindness. If you want people to be considerate, be considerate. That is the law of this world. That is because you are supposed to function from a place of giving love. When you give love, everything that is love finds you. And it cannot help but cling to you. Favor finds you. Wherever you walk, favor finds you. People are just nice to you. You know, people always tell me, you know, you go do this for me, Lenny, because, you know, people are nice to you. People are this, you know, you have the confidence, you can go, you have the... And I'm like, they have no idea. You have no idea how much work I put in my own space to be this out there. I have quiet time, sacred time that I value to be with God and to say, to humble myself in the presence of God and say, lead me how I'm supposed to walk out there. What I'm supposed to see, because I want to see your goodness in the land of the living. That is your promise you gave me. Let me see that. Let me see your glory. Let me express your glory. Give the courage to the people around me. Give them the confidence. Give them the courage. Give them the will to express your glory in them. Because I've realized that when I'm expressing my glory and you're expressing your glory and the next person is expressing their glory, that is when there's happiness, there's joy, right? In a group of friends, people, friends who value each other, who respect each other, who love themselves, they're expressing God's glory in them to each other. Every day with the people that you think you love, it is just you expressing God's glory. Because everything that is love is God. The people you are most kind to, you connect because you are both willing to express God's glory. That is what life is about. Life is about glory manifestation. When you manifest the glory in you, it comes through being creative in releasing that, being innovative, being you express it in different ways. It grows and it grows and it grows, and you tap into other things that want to be released through you. Imagine God gave you a bag of gifts. A bag of gifts. Every day you are carrying that bag. You're not releasing the gift. You have the power. Walk through life knowing that God is with you. He's right there with you. But you have to let him in. You have to let him be seen by you. He can only express himself and make himself visible to you when you say, I am ready. I give you permission. I give you authority, because you've given me authority in the earth to see you everywhere I go, to hear you. Guide my hands, may do your work. Then you'll be creative. Then you'll be creative in ways of expressing love in your life. You understand things from his perspective, and you have the boldness to know that whatever I go through, it's working out for my good. I might not understand it now, but it's working out for my good. Wherever you walk, you know you have favor. Wherever you walk, you know you have this sprinkle of glory that you are just living around, impacting people just by your energy, people you sit next to, but just by your energy. When you walk with that consciousness, knowing that you are living a gift there for them, when they feel, because that's how I walk nowadays, when I'm getting in a bus or in a streetcar, wherever, subway, I release that. You know, when I sit, when I walk in, I say, Father, affect everyone in here. Embrace them, whatever they're going through in life, because I realize we're all going through something in life, right? Some people are just sad in life. So sadness expresses itself as anger, as depression, as a lot of things. It's just sadness. It's just a yearning to return to love. They're out of alignment with love. So I pray for them in my heart. And I say, Father, bless these people, all of them in this bus. That's how you release yourself every day. You release yourself through that. Give of yourself. The more you give of yourself, the more God will give of himself to you. I hope this gives you spiritual awakening. The Spirit awaits to guide you, to advocate for you. Give him something to do. Give him something to do. We can pray for you. Pray that God embraces you, protects you. But you have to willingly allow him. You have to willingly obey to his presence and give in and surrender for him to start moving the way he wants you to move, the way you'll be happy. Because you'll only be fruitful under the presence of God. You will only know the truth about you, about your existence, about your purpose in the presence of God. He is the only one who holds the truth. The world doesn't have the truth for you. The world is full of lies. So if you want to know the truth, if you want to receive your blessings, if you want to receive guidance, go to the one who created you, to the one who keeps telling you, come, I will not judge you. Come, I will guide you. I will shepherd you. Come as you are. I will give you wisdom. Ask. What did you ask for today in your journey of self-improvement, in your journey of healing, of returning to love? What have you asked? Go to the scripture. Learn how to ask. Kneel down. Surrender. Submit and ask. Ask, Father, teach me how to love. To love myself, that I may love others. Because you're not going to give what you don't know. How will you know what color it is? How will you know what container it is in? Kneel and pray to God. Father, teach me to be kind. Teach me to express your glory that is in me, because it is a gift to another person. You coming into a room, being nice to someone, that person needed it. They need it. So you having that urge, obey and do it, because that is you expressing the love in you. Obey. It is time to squash the ego. You squash the ego through actions. Not wishful thinking. You can wish and wish and wish, but if you don't do, because the law of the world, the law of the earth, the law of this vessel you are in right now as the Spirit, is action brings success. So you have to obey to that law in order for you to succeed in anything. Whatever you give the energy to, you will get a return on it. Through actions. That is the one that makes the ripple effect. Discern on it. Pray about it. Who are you? What energy are you living? What energy are you bringing? 1 Corinthians 15:58 tells us that, therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourself fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. This is telling us that life is about glory manifestation. When it says give yourself fully, it means with all of your might, in your thoughts, in your actions. Your life should be giving yourself fully to the work of the Lord. What is the work of the Lord? The work of the Lord is love. Because to give means to express God's attributes, character, his image, which is love. So that means that what? Life is love. Without love, there is no life. Because life is giving and receiving kindness, patience, helping someone. So that means that life is God. And without God, there is no life. So if love is gifts and love is life, that means that sin, which is going against the known will of God, which is love, fully give yourself to love. If you go against that, that is the opposite of love. And the consequences of sin are hatred, violence, selfishness, suffering and despair. So when you go against the known will of God, which is love, love thy neighbor as you love yourself, that causes sin, despair, distress, self-hatred, jealousy, and all of these are just a yearning to return to who God created you to be. It is a cry for help to connect with love. Because you're disconnected. You are not yourself. Yourself is love. So when you take yourself out of that garden of beauty, of love, your spirit, it is not where it can thrive. It is not an environment it can thrive. Because your spirit will only thrive in the presence of God, the creator, the author of its life. So you are not fully alive, really, until you do the Lord's will for your life. The Lord's will for your life is love, is enjoying life, is the beauty that he created. So when you submit to that, you get benefits of happiness, of peace. You know, that those are the consequences of love. So you choose, really, when you walk into a space. Who are you? What are you expressing? You need to understand that you are a being of love. You cannot operate outside of that realm. When you take yourself out of that realm, you stop becoming. You stop living. It's like a pause in your life because there's nothing that is nurturing you to be all that you're created to be. So give to people that which you're assigned to give them. Give them joy. How do you give somebody joy? You compliment them, you help them, you support them, you are there for them, you pray for them. Praying is giving to someone. Not being selfish. Being selfless, being less of yourself. That is love, because you are giving that part of yourself to someone. And that whole cycle is worshiping and glorifying with God. Because when you are surrendering and submitting to love, that is a fellowship. You are honoring and agreeing with God that you are love and I am love because I'm made by you. In that moment, he's glorified. In that moment, you fully become. God will never tell you something you cannot do. He has equipped you with the things that he wants you to do. If he says, love your neighbor the way you love yourself, it's because he knows you have the capacity to love yourself. It starts with you. Transform your mind by feeding your mind with the word of God. When you feed your mind with the word of God, you think about the word of God. You know what to pray for when you come before God, because you will know who God is and he will tell you who you are. When you go out there, you command your environment. You influence your environment by your aura. That is what we should be striving for each and every day. But sometimes people say, people hate me, people don't like me, people are jealous of me. You radiate it and it's a strong feeling. You attract it. Isn't it funny? Because if people hated you, everyone in the world would hate you. But how come there are certain people who you feel love you, who you feel understand you, who you feel value you? Look at yourself and your behavior around those people. You are a different person. You are helpful. You are kind. You are giving of yourself. That is why you feel they love you. And then there are certain people where you don't. You don't give off your true self. You let the ego run your environment. But you have the power over the ego. Because the one who is in you is much bigger than the one who is in the outside. You will only know how powerful you are if you go to God. Because only he can show you your power. Only he can show you how to tap into it. How to embrace it. Only he can give you the courage. So stop glorifying yourself. Stop limiting your potential to influence the environment wherever you walk in. Those that know, those that walk in the frequency of love will connect, and that's enough. Those that are yet to heal, are yet to learn, you are gentle to them because you understand now. When you operate from a point of love, you understand people. You understand people who still need healing. You understand, so you don't react. You respond with love. You know, you respond with, I understand that this person is possibly going through this and expressing this part of themselves because they haven't healed, they haven't returned to love. So you are more gentle. And when you're more gentle, sometimes you help that person. You help them by you just being authentic, being loving, being kind. They tap into your frequency and they come down, you know what I mean? So who are you? It is time to sit, reflect, and change. Because you have the power. It's an everyday work in the Lord. It's everyday work. Because that is what you're meant to exist as. If you don't do that, what are you going to do? For as long as you're alive, you have to exist as love. So give into it. It is time to stop fighting it. Give into it. Let God guide you. Let God show you that He loves you. Because it's not about how much you love Him. It's not about how much you love Him. He doesn't bless you based off of your love for Him. He blesses you because He loved you. And He still loves you and He created you. It's like your child. You don't take care of your child because of how much they love you. No. You take care of them because of how much you love them. Or your friends or your mother. It's about how much you love them. You give to people because of how much you love them. So imagine God loves you and His love never changes. Imagine how much He waits. He awaits for you to call on to Him so that He can show you His love for you, that you can see from His point, from His perspective. Your perception is wrong about the world. Your perception is wrong about your life. Your perception is wrong about you. The world's perception is wrong, but God's perspective is truth. So it is time to align. To align means to submit, to surrender. How do you align? You align by reading the word. That is the action to align. Read the word, because the word will tell you what is and what is not. The word will tell you the truth through the guidance of the divine Holy Spirit. It will be revealed to you. You need to know it for yourself. You need to see it for yourself. I'm meant to just come here and encourage, you know, help nudge you, help encourage you, help motivate you, help you see the light. But you have to walk and go to the light. You have to willingly surrender to the light for it to come and embrace you. You have the power. You have the authority. Because Jesus died and He gave you the authority. He's told us in the Bible that He's given you authority in His name. You know those people who come and you're just happy that they're there? You know, they just radiate love. Not by them saying anything, not by them doing anything. Just that they're there because they're positive. You know, they're kind. They put in work in alone time. They put in work. You can do that as well. It is possible for each and every one of us. We have the capacity. Your cup is empty. There's no love in there because you haven't deposited anything. Fill up that capacity with God's presence and see how wonderful life can be. I'm also learning that. I'm also teaching myself learning and surrendering. Every day I have to remind myself to surrender, to be courageous, to give in. Me doing this is me. Pray to God, give me the courage to give in, to share this, to motivate somebody. Because I'm sure there are people out there who are like me, you know, who grew up in an environment that's not nurturing. But it is time now. You are responsible for your life. You are responsible for your life and the lives of those around you. We are responsible for each other. I'm going to read from Matthew 5, verse 14 to 16. It says, "You are the light of the world, like a city on a hilltop that cannot be hidden. No one lights a lamp and then puts it under a basket. Instead, a lamp is placed on a stand, where it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your good deeds shine out for all to see, so that everyone will praise your heavenly Father." So this concludes our message that reminds you that love is the one principle you need to command any space, to influence any space you enter. You have the power, you have the anointing. Anchor yourself to your source. Set a reminder, do whatever you have to do. May God give you the discernment in this. I'm going to end our chat today by one last reminder from James 1, verse 22 to 25. It says, "But don't just listen to God's word. You must do what it says. Otherwise, you are only fooling yourselves. For if you listen to the word and don't obey, it is like glancing at your face in a mirror. You see yourself, walk away, and forget what you look like. But if you look carefully into the perfect law that sets you free," remember, the law of love, "and if you do what it says and don't forget what you heard, then God will bless you for doing it." This is from scripture. This is verse 25. So you see, the instruction for your life is in the book of life, the manual of your life, the scripture. God tells you, if you listen to my word, walk away, and you don't do what it says, you're not going to be set free. It's right there in black and white. Your freedom comes from obeying the word of God. Obeying means doing what it says. Actionable things bring results. You get blessed from your actions, not your wishes. So this is just a reminder to say, we had a lovely chat. Let us go there and do what we discussed today. That's the only way we're going to experience freedom in life, through our actions. You heal through your actions. Thank you for listening. Thank you for lending me your ear. Thank you for giving your time to this very important message. We will meet again next Sunday, because I am going to be posting on every Sunday. So please look out for that. Remember to follow so that you get notified. Have a good day. Have a good week. Have a lovely week. Have an impactful week in your life and in the lives of those that are around you. May you experience love. Until next time, have a lovely week.